broadening the attacks. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russian forces shelling the outskirts of Kiev, the strongest bombardments there yet, and bombing targets in western Ukraine.
It does appear that they are expanding their targets. Presumably, this is all about softening up the Ukrainian forces as much as they can, as they take a different approach to this, not just heading directly towards Kiev, but trying to control pretty much the entire country.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. President Biden layering on more economic consequences, along with several U.S. allies, moving to remove most favored nation trade status from Russia.
Going to make it harder for Russia to do business with the United States, and doing it in unison with other nations to make up half of the global economy will be another crushing blow to the Russian economy.
The administration also banning the import of Russian vodka, caviar, and diamonds. The president says they are squeezing Putin. More U.S. troops are headed to NATO territory. A support battalion from Fort Stewart, Georgia, departing for what they've been told will be a six-month deployment to Europe. As the refugee crisis continues to grow, Poland now asking for international assistance.
Poland says it has accepted more than 1.5 million refugees, exceeding any other country. In the border village of Medyka, buses shuttle them to nearby towns and refugee centers. The Polish government is partnering with the United Nations Refugee Agency to provide cash assistance to those in need.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The UN says more than 2.5 million people have now fled the violence in Ukraine since the invasion began. A former Pennsylvania police chief has been convicted of rape for assaulting a girl hundreds of times over the period of 7 years, starting when she was 4 years old. A grand jury has declined to indict Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. 22 women had claimed he had harassed or sexually assaulted them. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Oil prices pushing sharply upwards again. Crude oil now trading at about $125 a barrel. Some U.S. oil producers are ramping up their production, including in West Texas.
Not only are they fracking here in this portion of the Permian Basin, they're planning to double their production this year. Sounds amazing, right? Well, they're able to do it because of where they are. Private land in Texas, not federal land in New Mexico, for instance. And it means 10 days for a permit versus 10 months. Pipelines that transfer all of this oil to refineries, they take years to build out. Right now, there are 30 shovel-ready natural gas projects awaiting regulatory approval. It takes 4 years to approve a gas line, and it takes 6 to 9 months to build it. And that's where the frustration really comes in, and why the industry says they need more support from the federal government.
Fox, Lauren Simonetti of the Fox Business Network. Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell nearly 230 points, NASDAQ down 286, the S&P 500 dropped 55. A woman whose DNA from a sexual assault case was used by police in San Francisco to arrest her for an unrelated property crime now plans to sue the city. Her attorney says his client feels betrayed by police officers. He says they broke her trust and violated her rights. U.S. Treasury Department hanging out to help wanted sign.
The Internal Revenue Service plans to hire 10,000 new workers as it confronts the most challenging tax season in history. The agency faces a backlog of around 20 million pieces of correspondence, which is more than 15 times as large as in a normal filing season. The agency is also dealing with an entirely new workload as it administers pandemic-related programs. The IRS workforce is the same as it was in 1970, while the U.S. population has grown and the tax code has become increasingly complicated.
Fox's Kathleen Maloney, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.